So we are returning to our regular agenda. We are on item six, which is our annual statement of compliance with board resolutions. And I'm looking, there's Mr. Price. So Mr. Price, the floor is yours.
Thank you. And if I could share my screen, I'll just walk us through this brief item.
It's nice to see that Tim has joined us from the gym. He's stepped away from his from his barbells for a moment.
It is a sweater, not a sweatshirt, but it doesn't show up that way on camera. I apologize. Okay.
So, it's a tough room, Tim.
I expect nothing less. Here we go. Let's see here. Can you see the memo?
It's a little bit small. If you could,
yep.
If we could increase the size for my tired old eyes.
I don't appear to be able to do that in this format, but let's just roll with it here because it's going to be fairly brief.
Okay.
This is the annual review of compliance with board resolutions. So for the investment group, this could take the form of restrictions on the portfolio or guidance to the investment staff. Historically speaking, it's only really been asset allocation resolutions. And in the 2021 time period, that was the case as well. We had two investment resolutions in effect over the calendar year of 2021. Resolution 2020-2 at the beginning of the year carried over, and then 2021-4 kicked off in April. And that was just in coordination with the new asset allocation targets. So you can see the table on page two of the memo, basically stepping through on a month-by-month basis what the allocation was to each one of the three functional sub-portfolios, as well as the cash balance. We remained in the green, which means in the range on all portfolios over all time periods here. You will note that between March and April, the ranges changed to reflect the new asset allocation target and the reduction of the liquidity program from targeting 4 years of benefit payments down to 3 years. And you see that runoff here and a little bit of the commensurate pickup in both in growth assets and in diversifying assets. So it's a brief report for me that we were in compliance all 12 months, but if there's any questions from trustees, I'd be happy to address them at this time.
Any questions from trustees for Mr. Price? For Mr. Price? I'm not seeing any, I don't think. Here, there we go. Easier for me to scan the gallery. I do not see any questions or hands up. So is there a motion to adopt resolution 2022-1?
So move, Candace.
Okay. I like it.
All right, we have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2022-1.
Just a clarification, this is just the statement of compliance with that resolution, not the adoption of the resolution.
Correct.
We'll make sure my motion reflects that.
Yes. Yeah, so the motion will be considered adjusted to conform. I was just reading literally from the agenda, and I may have taken some license with it. So, right. This is to adopt statement of compliance and, associated with and in conformance with resolution 2022-1. I think that's the motion and the second. So on that, let's vote. Anderson.
Aye.
Chavadarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
MacDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously 9-0. Thank you, Tim. I'll let you get back to the busy world of investing.